You're listening to Times the Brief, powered by the Salvation Army. Your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. How to Tell If Someone Is Manipulating You and What to Do About It, by Cassie Shortsleeve. If you've ever felt like something is off in a close relationship or casual encounter, you're being pressured, controlled, or even feel like you're questioning yourself more than usual, it could be manipulation. Manipulation is an emotionally unhealthy psychological strategy used by people who are incapable of asking for what they want and need in a direct way, says Sherry Steins, a California-based therapist who specializes in abuse and toxic relationships. People who are trying to manipulate others are trying to control others. There are many different forms of manipulation, ranging from a pushy salesperson to an emotionally abusive partner, and some behaviors are easier to spot than others. Here, experts explain the telltale signs that you could be the subject of manipulation. You feel fear, obligation, and guilt. Manipulative behavior involves three factors, according to Steins: fear, obligation, and guilt. When you're being manipulated by someone, you're being psychologically coerced into doing something you probably don't really want to do, she says. You might feel scared to do it, obligated to do it, or guilty about not doing it. She points to two common manipulators, the bully and the victim. A bully makes you feel fearful and might use aggression, threats, and intimidation to control you, she says. The victim engenders a feeling of guilt in their target. The victim usually acts hurt, Stein says. But while manipulators often play the victim, the reality is they're the ones who have caused the problem, she adds. A person who's targeted by manipulators who play the victim often try to help the manipulator in order to stop feeling guilty, Stein says. Targets of this kind of manipulation often feel responsible for helping the victim by doing whatever they can to stop their suffering. You're questioning yourself. The term gaslighting is often used to identify manipulation that gets people to question themselves, their reality, memory, or thoughts. A manipulative person might twist what you say and make it about them, hijack the conversation, or make you feel like you've done something wrong when you're not quite sure you have, according to Steins. If you're being gaslighted, you might feel a false sense of guilt or defensiveness, like you failed completely or must have done something wrong, when in reality that's not the case, according to Steins. Manipulators blame, she says. They don't take responsibility. There are strings attached. If a favor is not done for you just because, then it isn't for fun and for free, says Steins. If there are strings attached, then manipulation is occurring. Steins refers to one type of manipulator as Mr. Nice Guy. This person might be helpful and do a lot of favors for other people. It's very confusing because you don't realize anything negative is going on, she says. But on the other hand, with every good deed, there's a string attached, an expectation. If you don't meet the manipulator's expectation, you will be made out to be ungrateful, Stein says. In fact, exploiting the norms and expectations of reciprocity is one of the most common forms of manipulation, says Jay Olson, a doctoral researcher studying manipulation at McGill University. A salesperson, for example, might make it seem like because he or she gave you a deal, you should buy the product. In a relationship, a partner might buy you flowers, then request something in return. These tactics work because they abuse social norms, says Olson. It's normal to reciprocate favors, but even when someone does one insincerely, we often still feel compelled to reciprocate and comply. You notice the foot in the door and door in the face techniques. Often manipulators try one of two tactics, says Olson. The first is the foot in the door technique, in which someone starts with a small and reasonable request, like, "Do you have the time?" which then leads into a larger request, like, "I need $10 for a taxi." This is commonly used in street scams, Olson says. The door in the face technique is the opposite. It involves someone making a big request, having it rejected, and then making a smaller one, Olson explains. Someone doing contract work, for example, may ask you for a large sum of money up front, and then after you decline, will ask for a smaller amount, he says. This works because following the larger request, the smaller appeal seems reasonable comparatively, Olson says. All right, what to do if you think you're being manipulated? How you react to manipulation depends in large part on what kind of manipulation you're facing. If you think you or someone you know is in a manipulative or even abusive relationship, experts suggest seeking treatment from a therapist or help from organizations like the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. A good support group can help too, says Steins. People in toxic relationships need to hear counterpoints somewhere. They're conditioned to think the interactions are normal. Someone needs to help them break out of that assumption. For other forms of manipulation, Steins suggests trying to not allow the behavior to affect you personally. Use the motto, "Observe, don't absorb," she notes. After all, we aren't responsible for anyone else's feelings. Often, establishing boundaries can play an important role in keeping manipulation at bay. People who manipulate have lousy boundaries, Stein says. You have your own volitional experience as a human being, and you need to know where you end and the other person begins. Manipulators often have either boundaries that are too rigid or enmeshed boundaries. In a manipulative situation, it can also help to delay your response, according to Olson. For example, refrain from signing a contract at first glance, don't make a large purchase without thinking it through, and avoid making major relationship decisions the first time they're brought up, he suggests. Sleeping on it is often the best solution to avoid being manipulated, Olson adds.